just $4. Two DQ doubles with cheese, only $5?
And this is the sound of that cheeseburger lover checking that math.
Wait. Two DQ cheeseburgers, $4, and two DQ doubles with cheese, $5. I'm burger rich.
The DQ cheeseburger lover's deal. DQ, happy, tastes good. Price and participation may vary.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, I've got a 4-day weekend to celebrate 4th of July. A grilled up hamburger is in my hand and a can of Miller Lights. I'll buy some sweet illegal fireworks, set them off and make some noise. Barbecuing and beer drinking, party with my family. I've got a 4-day weekend joy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for me.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher sentenced to a demotion and 4 months confinement for posing in a photo with a dead ISIS prisoner. Gallagher already served more than that before his court-martial trial.
We were certainly hoping for a different sentence, but at the same time, that's not something that's finalized. You know, there's still a lot of post-sentencing procedures to go through.
Defense attorney Tim Parlatori, Gallagher was acquitted of murder and other charges. Playing with fireworks or playing politics on the 4th of July?
President Trump and his advisors say this will be the show of a lifetime. Critics say the president is misusing public funds and politicizing, making a nonpartisan event highly partisan. They say all of this, the military vehicles that have been rolled in this morning, is something you expect to see in North Korea, not the United States.
Fox's Ellison Barber at the National Mall. This is Fox News.
Wow, that was very conservative, Fox.
Well, we're blowing stuff up. Hope we don't die. Shooting fireworks up in the sky. We're blowing stuff up. Hope we don't die. We're celebrating 4th of July.
Unity.
Six past four on News Talk 93.1 FM. Okay. This morning, after three fun hours with my pals, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and Rich Thomas, I went over to Leak Memory to visit my friend Skipper. You know Skipper. One of the great radio names here over many years and decades. and I went there a little bit early, hoping we'd just have some time to chat, and we did. And it was great to hear him talk about his mom. We had similar moms in the sense that she was really tuned into radio, proud of him when he debuted on WHHY, because that was a big deal. I was telling him that my mother was a huge WLS fan, and WLS used to, in the 70s or 80s, had this card that would had a number on it that you could win with in some way or shape or form. My mother, it was always next to the telephone in our kitchen. And when Mom passed away, I took that card. But I didn't make it to WLS until a little more than 2 years after she passed away. But so, you know, we told stories. Our moms were really kind of similar. His mom loved Elvis. My mom was a big Wayne Newton fan. And the only time I ever saw her go crazy over a performer or a concert she was going to see was when she and her girlfriends got tickets to see Wayne Newton when he was touring and making an appearance in some unusual venue in Chicago on the South Side. And, of course, my condolences to Skipper. It's... he went through a tough... Louis' dementia. I've never heard of that version of it until recently. But that's what Tom Seaver, baseball star, good man, is dealing with. The fellow I mentioned in South Florida who took his own life a couple of weeks ago believed he had it. His mother had passed away from it. And when he convinced himself he had it, he wasn't going to go through it. That's the story on that. So after I left Leak Memory, I turned on News Talk, and I heard one of the best segments of radio I have ever heard in my entire life by Baron Coleman. It was off the cuff, but great organized live thinking out loud. And the line that kept coming up about Americans was, we're better than them, and here's why. He told the story of this country in a way I'd never heard it told before, with different angles. And it wasn't like he was arguing a case. It just got better and better and better. You know, he put the folks that founded this country in the context of, you come here, you either work or you die. And the odds were at least 1 in 3 that you wouldn't make it past 3 years when you came to this country from those wonderful developed European nations. But people wanted freedom. And when I sit in my car in the driveway until somebody's finished, that... and I had to shoot him a text. It was just amazing. In fact, if I'd had the presence of mind, I would have... can I play that on my show? So if you know how to access our podcasts, go to the... had to be the 10 o'clock hour this morning. Hour number 2 on Baron's show for a great example of presentation, a great example of storytelling. If history teachers could teach the way he taught everybody, including me, I don't know it all. I'd never thought of it from that angle. And I'll be point blank honest with you. At times, I was envious. How come I never thought of that? Or I never saw it that way? That's a damn good talk host there. And I was just blown away. We're better than they are. And he explained why. He made the case. It was brilliant. All right, we have some calls here. We'll go back down to my level now of radio, Joey.
Okay.
Here's Duke.
Hey, he's a good hawk show toast, isn't he?
He really is.
Hey, I heard it this morning.
You know
I was
what?
Like, damn.
He's got a great sense of humor, too. He doesn't get credit for that. Yes, he can be brilliant and passionate and on anything political, especially local stuff.
Yeah,
but
he's
got one of the best laughs on the radio, too. When something cracks him up, it's genuine. It's great.
I was just going to make a couple points. AOC going down there and starting all this crap.
Yeah.
And now we have to have investigations into what she brought up.
She's
well, what's that going to cost us? You know what I'm saying?
Investigate what? I mean,
I know.
Why don't we investigate her?
Yeah.
Since she's so much of what she claimed has been refuted, and to have the audacity to claim that she was sexually threatened by every Border Patrol agent, who the hell does she think she is?
I don't understand what's wrong with this country. It's crazy.
Well, I'm pretty confident because look, she was running against another old white Democrat. And she was different, and there was a primary, and I guess the people there assumed that Joe Crowley was going to get it. This little bartender with the big mouth had no chance. So they stayed home, and she won. And I think people there, they've seen the story about the Amazon jobs and some of the outrageous nonsense that comes from her stupid face and the kind of country she wants us to become with high-speed rail and no cars and no airplanes and cow farts, and she wants to take the steak off your plate. Screw you, woman.
I hear you. Hey, I want to tell you, I took a load of firewood to Biscuits Baseball this morning, and the cook, his name's Smoke, he want to give you a shout out, but they're expecting a big crowd tomorrow night.
I'll bet.
So he was just a great guy. But
that's
anyway.
Where I spent my first 4th of July in Montgomery. We had some kind of event down on the riverfront, so I did that. And the tart that I was dating when I first moved here came down and met me. We went to the ball game, and that was they did a sky concert fireworks display, and that was the night I heard all the children in attendance singing Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, Lord.
With full grasp of the lyrics. It was pretty cool.
That's cool. Well, y'all have a good weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Duke. Let's talk to Denise.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, you know, you were talking about your mom going to see Wayne Newton in Chicago.
Yes.
That had to be 38 or 39 years ago. I was there.
You're kidding. What was the name of the place where they did that?
It was down over on Navy Pier, too long ago for me to remember exactly.
Okay.
But it was over by Navy Pier. But he comes out and he says, is anyone here from New York?
From New York?
Yeah, I mean, like he was in Las Vegas. And, of course, everyone there was from Chicago.
Yeah, that's in Chicago. Here's the thing. I grew up hating New York because Chicago was always the second city.
Yeah.
But I, over time, met many New Yorkers who came to Chicago and said, this is an amazing city. It's clean, beautiful downtown. Of course, that was then.
Absolutely. It's a shame. It's really shameful what is happening in our country and that we are allowing it, honestly.
In many cases, we're voting for it, and that's the scariest part of all.
Right. Like AOC, she didn't vote for any aid, anything. She goes down there, and she thinks someone would actually, you know, try to, you know,
she has voted against every. She's voted against every bill that would have gotten humanitarian aid down to that border, and then has the audacity to go down there with always open mouth complaining about it.
Hey. Exactly, and this thing about, I can see her setting this thing up. Oh, wait, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to really make a stink.
Everything she does is staged. Take my word on that.
Yes.
Her tears at the sight of the cages, it's all staged. It's a completely
absolutely, thing. And if people can't see that, then I don't know what's happening to this country.
Now, here's something interesting, and my friend Thino, the Greek god, said, she'll probably lose because the people in her district are really not happy with her. They know she's an attention skank, and it's really all about her. And she apparently has a very high opinion of her sexuality.
Yeah.
Yeah, she thinks she's hot stuff.
She does.
Which is hilarious. I have known some of the most beautiful women in the world. I've married them. I would never even give her a second look.
Yeah.
Skinny,
anyway,
skanky.
I'm a former Chicagoan, and I've been down here in this area for a little over 30 years. So
let me ask you a question.
Anyway,
my friend, the former Chicagoan. This area reminds me of the way the Midwest used to be, when you could trust your neighbor with your house key. People left their doors unlocked. Nobody had Ring doorbell systems and stuff because we looked out for each other. That's what a neighborhood was.
Yeah. When I moved down here initially, I remember it was such a culture shock because I walked into a grocery store and there's people barefooted with their dogs, not ICing dogs or anything, just had their pets with them, you know, and it's like going back in time 25 or 30 years. And I mean, it's beautiful right now. You know, I can't imagine a better place to live. I would never move back to
That's
Chicago.
Why I've made a living actually telling stories about all the stupid stuff I've done in my life. But I will say this, the best decision I ever made for myself and on behalf of my daughter and family was to come here and stay here, because they tried to bring me back to that hellhole of South Florida. And I just had this feeling, just hang in there, keep working on it, and maybe you can make happen in Montgomery, Alabama, what you did in Miami. And it's worked out that way. So
for once,
I listened to that small, still voice of my conscience and then took its advice, and it worked out great.
Well, that's great. You know, it's worked out well for me, too. And I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday, happy Fourth. Don't blow your fingers off or anything. And just have a great time.
Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Denise.
Bye-bye.
And William B., who abandoned us last hour, if you'll recall, Joe.
Things happened.
I am so sorry. I'm at work, and something came up, and
that was the work excuse.
Yeah, that's it. But
playing the work card on us. Okay, we got
you. Well, you know, some of us do work for a living, you know.
Likely story.
Anyway, I apologize for that. I was just going to say that rant that you opened with, I can't say I'm surprised to hear that, but it really pisses me off, too. That's ridiculous. This little girl, I mean, come on. Man.
Look, when make your case, win the argument. Don't bully an 11-year-old girl and threaten her life and her family and harass them because that's the way you get your way. They're going to do that to the wrong person one of these days. Somebody's going to get hurt.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. The worst kind of Bolsheviks, man.
Man, you know, I like I said, I just want to say that I was going to try to come to Baumhauer's tonight, but that was part of why I had to hang up a little bit earlier. I'm not going to make that.
I appreciate you reminding me. We are going, and I have 4 pairs of tickets for Saturday night's biscuit game. We're all going to sit in a little section together, section 108.
Yeah, I was hoping to be. I don't know how you're going to do the drawing or whatever, but I was hoping to be there and try to get a pair of them. But ain't going to happen tonight. So anyway.
Well, if nobody comes and joins me, I may have leftovers. So I'll touch base with you.
I would love it. I'd love to take my stepdaughter. I talked to you Sunday about her situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway.
How's she doing?
She's doing well. You know, just handling things. Still hadn't heard anything else. Only thing I've even ever read in the news or anything was a domestic situation. Now. Mm. You know, whatever. But anyway.
Well,
I'll do it.
Thank you, William.
But anyway, didn't mean to bring it down. But I agree with that. And that's ridiculous threats and all that kind of crap.
And you know what? Trying to find a story about what happened to this little girl on Google is almost impossible. So the censors are busy there, too. We're going to let this happen in America. That can't. That has got to be stopped. And we need people in positions who have the balls to do it. And I don't see enough.
It's ridiculous. And she said she felt sexually threatened by the people, the Border Patrol. No, get over yourself, okay?
Honest to God.
I mean, really. That's ridiculous. Anyway, let me shut up before you have to dump me. So
okay.
Anyway, good show, man. I'm listening. If I can't join you tonight, at least I'm listening.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks. Yeah, that'll be Baumhauer's right at the show. I got 4 pairs of tickets for Saturday night's Biscuit Game. There will be fireworks that night, too. Here's a note from listener Mike, who's talking about Barron's segment, the one I was referencing at the beginning of the hour. He says, that was good. I listened to that uninterrupted while driving to the lake.
Yeah, the show I'm replaying for my program tomorrow night, Joey Clark Radio Hour, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday.
Hey, do me a favor. Take Barron's 10 to 11 hour and put it in one of my replays and pretend
it's
me.
Are you sure? Oh, pretend it's you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have the regular, you know.
Because that's why I'm going downstairs, by the way, constantly during every break.
Don't leave
me
alone.
Well, you're going to be alone for a little while, Greg. Think you can handle it?
No. It brings on feelings of abandonment.
Good. It'll make your program even better. That desperation. The walls closing in on you. It'll bring out the ripe emotions.
You know how I know I had a really great vacation last week? I took down with me. I always have my sack. Yeah. And it's stuffed to the brim with old
as well
news
as your
stories.
Duffel bag?
Yeah, and old news stories and things like that. And use the downtime to sort through it and get it down to a tiny little...
Yeah.
I never touched it. I never did any of that kind of stuff.
No, I didn't get a chance to hear Barron's monologue this morning. I was working. The work excuse again. But here at the station. Been here since 8:30. It's been a great day. But he was, the show I'm replaying tomorrow night for my program, it was when Barron joined me, and we, I think, touched upon the theme you brought up, which is, well, we got talking about westward expansion, and how there really wasn't time to talk about your gender identity, or all the other things we now have the luxury of waxing poetic about. You had to worry about, you know, surviving. And that leads to, well, it's not always the ideal situation, but it leads to great things when you beat the odds and you persevere.
There's a little place in Tennessee. Oh wow, it's 4:23 already. But I gotta tell the story.
Yeah.
I love the Smoky Mountains and to some extent because many of the great memories I and Mrs. Brodebuttle have had there were connected to Goose and Ryan. Yeah, I'd love to go, but the idea kinda saddens me for now and I hope to move past that point. But on the Tennessee side of the Smoky Mountains is a place called Cades Cove. It is a long horseshoe loop through the trees that still has the homes, the little church with a graveyard next to it with, sadly, kids' names carved into stones because they couldn't make a headstone, who died very young because that's the way it was in those days. Many kids... the odds were against them actually getting out of childhood and the harsh life that they lived. But in the same extent, it was a large neighborhood. There was people worked together then to rebuild a home that may have caught fire, to help a family where somebody was sick or couldn't plant their crops and do what they needed to do. But you drive through this and you really get an appreciation there, maybe more than any other place I've visited, because you know I love history, how harsh the conditions were for people and that they persevered. I thought of that as I was listening to Barron today. Again, on the podcast, go to Barron's hour. I'm sure the other hours were great, but if you want to hear what knocked my socks off today.
Hour two.
Yeah, listen to the opening segment.
When he gets rolling, he's great. And, I mean, don't sell yourself short. Y'all are different. But that opening rant, that was pretty epic. There's a reason I've been quiet.
Well.
Because, I mean, how am I going to speak to that? Like, you're just a volcano of emotion.
I mean, well, that's me.
I mean, I was about to pour buckets of divine love all over you to calm you down and cool you off.
Well, the thing that flipped my switch was little AOC getting banned.
Yeah. Oh, it's a scene.
Not just banned, but threatened. Little kids, this is the left. They don't care if it's a kid. These are the same people that, while they're trying to normalize pedophilia, God forbid a child should have anything but an extreme left-wing view. They are sick, twisted, angry, America-hating, fanny holes.
Please go to break. That's worse than ass.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 4 o'clock hour, and boy, it is a busy day in traffic. We have lots of cars out on the interstates. They're moving along at a speed limit ride. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard except in the 3500 block of the West Boulevard. There's an accident with injury involving a pedestrian, so look out for emergency vehicles there. The rest of the boulevard is stop and go no matter which way you are going, so be careful. Make sure your headlights are on as the rain moves in and out of the area, and let's be careful this afternoon. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop professional. Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. MPD is investigating a single car crash that killed a man on Selma Highway. It happened this morning around 3 a.m. The driver was pronounced dead on scene and his identity is pending following a forensic investigation. And a second suspect is behind bars in the June 20th shooting death of Herschel Simmons. The Montgomery Police Department charged 17-year-old Don Osborne with murder. He's in the Montgomery County Detention Facility on a $150,000 bond. Plus, start off Independence Day a little early tonight at Blount Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event's free and open to the public. Music from Cam & Company starts at 6 p.m., followed by fireworks at 9. For a complete list of Independence Day activities, head to our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The big story over the 4th of July holiday weekend, it's going to be the heat. It's going to be pretty intense with heat indices each day in the 105 danger range. There could be an evening thunderstorm around the area before they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 96 or 97 with those triple-digit heat indices. And a few random storms here and there. Unfortunately, most towns will stay dry, but some towns will get quite a show with a lot of lightning, too. You can track those storms on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances actually get a little bit better in that there will be more storms to go around, but they'll still be random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Folks, Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy.
Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Judell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Fireworks Tent Inventor.
Mr. Fireworks Tent Inventor.
Only you have the incredible marketing wisdom to offer dangerous high explosives inside a store made of cloth.
Retail at its finest.
Not since the 2003 Great White Concert has anyone employed this much common sense.
Innovative sales now.
Your tiny no-smoking sign hanging behind the 100-shell face burner mortar kit lets everyone know you care.
Taking all the precautions.
So go ahead, throw up another red and white striped house of death. Put one on every street corner so the explosion can be seen from space. Because after all, we're sure your customers would applaud your concern for their well-being. If they only had two hands left to put together.
Mr. Fireworks Tent Inventor.
435, News Talk 93.1 FM, this 4th of July Eve. I played, you know, this is... I thought I saw Joey re-enter the room out of the corner of my eye because I know he's running up and back between upstairs and downstairs to get ready for the long holiday weekend. But it's LaDonna Brooks in the house.
Hi,
how are you?
Well, I heard you were going to be alone, so I figured I couldn't leave you alone up here.
And look who just came back.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Just like that.
Yeah, I sit in his seat just in case the phone rings, so.
Well, I'm glad to see you here. We are going to head over to Baumhauer's for a bit after the show because we have some biscuit tickets. It's in the same group. We're having a little party Saturday night. And I want to give them to people that actually want to go. There are, even with concerts, we give away tickets sometimes. And then, at least with our listeners, if they win tickets to a show and then it turns out something comes up they can't go, they'll call us and say, hey, I can't use these, but I'd like to give them to somebody who can, which is nice and very appreciated. So if you're interested in joining me for the Biscuits game Saturday night, come to Baumhauer's, and it's first come, first serve kind of deal. So we got that. And then this afternoon, I don't know if you know this, LaDonna. I used to work for a group called Styx.
Styx?
No.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, see that pile of albums over there in the corner? My name is on one or two of those.
Were they like a country band?
No, Joey. I know this
indie
is...
Indie folk?
Hmm?
Like folk? Like
no.
Bob Dylan? Like Joni Mitchell?
No, one of the guys in the band, Tommy Shaw, who's actually from Montgomery.
Oh, sounds like a funk band.
Does bluegrass. No, they're not really a funk band.
Oh, man.
But...
Progressive rock? Kind of like King Crimson?
No.
Like Zappa?
No. No.
Oh, so it's more like old school crooners, like Sinatra and Dean Martin.
Not really, although Dennis DeYoung could be that at times.
I'm lost for what genre this band could have been.
Joey.
Polka.
Polka, really?
Oh, polka.
Now you're speaking to my roots.
Hey.
So I played Sweet Madam Blue to open up both shows today because they do that nice harmonious salute to America at the end of the song. But before I left the house today, Mrs. Ritterbuttle said, here's a song you should play on the 4th of July by Gary Puckett. Called Home. So I said, well, you know, I just can't put anything on the radio. I have to go through channels. I've got to get it approved. And then I have to take it to the production room. And then
play it,
she said in a much more feminine voice. So that's what I'm going to do.
On the count of you want to know why?
Yeah, because I would like to be able to get into the house when I get home tonight. That's a good start, right?
Yep.
Gary Puckett and the Union Jack. It's called Home. Song that was written in the 60s for our guy serving in Vietnam. And their thoughts. You know, I so often wonder, the veterans of Korea and Vietnam, whose mission was to stem the tide of communism, who, the guys who visit the Vietnam Memorial and cry, at a name, who left something behind there they can never get back, those who survive, when they see what's happening in this country, in our faces, the candidates who are openly advocating that type of America. We fought it halfway around the world, and it has metastasized here, largely through our liberal, except there's nothing liberal about one opinion. Reading here, Kamala Harris wants us all into Medicaid and yada, 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 control, abolishing private, all this stuff. They want it all. And they will take it if we give them the power to do it. We sent hundreds of thousands of our troops to Europe. That prick that used to be in the White House never once took the time to visit a cemetery where thousands of Americans will be forever buried. Because that didn't suit his agenda. Whoa! America! Arrogant, dismissive, just like him. Was there anybody ever more arrogant and dismissive than that man? And here it is, as Trump says, the enemy within.
He's exactly right.
Yes. Yes, and somehow they have obtained a media megaphone for their sick belief system that makes it seem much bigger than it really is. I doubt that.
Thank God for Trump. At least he made the sacrifice to try to save the country.
Let's look at the market today. It's going great guns. We were talking this morning, you may have caught it, about cars and the way they were built in the 70s. They were crap. They were just garbage. All you heard. And then Japan came along and exported their vehicles to us, and they immediately gained their reputation for being reliable and dependable, and they took over the market. And that literally compelled the American manufacturers to go back and take a slate. We were talking about it because Lee Iacocca passed away. And what he did in promising the Americans a great vehicle, you can find a better car, buy it. Love that. That's very Trump-esque kind of boldness. Yeah. But it worked. He's the guy that came up with the Ford Mustang, made some serious contributions to the automotive industry over the years, and there were times when he was hailed as a potential presidential candidate because he made things happen. And then how literally the day Reagan took office, you know, we had hostages in Iran that came home the day he went in, because I think the feeling was he'll kick our ass if we don't let him go.
Yeah. He was believed.
I still have liberal friends who say Jimmy Carter did that. Delusional.
Fantasy world.
Yeah. In your dreams.
Yeah.
You could feel all of a sudden, people weren't embarrassed because we didn't have citizens being held captive somewhere. And it became cool to put your flag out again. Iacocca was part of that, the turning around of this country in the late 70s and 80s, because he was a different breed of guy. He was your we all know what corporate types are today. It's all play it safe, and let's not upset the apple cart. Let's just keep, like Nike. Ah, we better pull those shoes because Colin Kaepernick, our aggrieved millionaire athlete, says, well, that reminds me of, you know, pandering to somebody, as I called him earlier, King Douchebag the First. That's pretty sad. Anyway, I didn't mean to detain you. See you about hours, maybe?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Great. We'll be there.
All righty, then. Good.
I saw the end of the light at the end of the tunnel today, so.
Ah!
That's always good. There? Yeah, yeah, there's a light
there. Good to hear, good to hear. We had a powerful show. A lot of people checked out the video that we managed to get on Facebook finally yesterday from our friend Donnie Davis, who is a friend of Donnie Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body. And that video is still on my page, and I hope you'll take a look at it and share it. It is powerful. It's the true story of what can happen with just one too many. And when you realize it's not just the potential charges and costs that are involved here, this is truly an accident that has changed generations of lives. Not just one life, the victim, and then the family of the victim, but it's going to affect the next two or three generations of a great family here in Montgomery, folks behind Liquor's Bakery. It's worth watching, it's worth sharing, it's worth suggesting young people watch so they understand the potential consequences of one too many. 448, how did that happen? Can somebody explain to me how it became 448 already? We are...
Time waits for no one, Greg. Not even you.
Now it sounds like I'm going to die.
I didn't say anything about death. Don't be so morbid.
Joey. Yeah, he is...
one of a kind.
Young Joey. I see some sprinkles outside and on the radar. Let's see what the rest of the forecast is from Rich. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The big story over the 4th of July holiday weekend, it's going to be the heat. It's going to be pretty intense with heat indices each day in the 105 danger range. There could be an evening thunderstorm around the area before they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 96 or 97 with those triple-digit heat indices. And a few random storms here and there. Unfortunately, most towns will stay dry, but some towns will get quite a show with a lot of lightning, too. You can track those storms on our weather app. Hit it on your phone or tablet. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances actually get a little bit better in that there will be more storms to go around, but they'll still be random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
449 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you're going to be in town and catch up on some things like looking at new flooring for your home, no matter what you're interested in doing, whether it's changing from old dingy old carpeting to a nice dark hardwood, that's what we put in that house that we have on the market now. And it still looks amazing. And the installation of that flooring, people that work directly for Georgia Floors Direct, was a sight to behold, because they were just such incredible craftsmen. Georgia Floors Direct, for half a century now, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home, has been the place to go for great and popular styles of flooring that's available at a true wholesale price. They've never messed with that formula. You know, and that's a brilliant way to do business. When you have something that works, don't try to fix what isn't broken. You'll not only love the, and kind of overwhelming too, the selection you'll see at Georgia Floors Direct, but Jeff Mallinson has a group of people over there designed and trained to help you navigate all those choices so your shopping experience is focused. You'll be able to pick what you want, get it at a real wholesale price, and then watch what I did, the installation process by people who are truly the best at what they do. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since the year the earth stood still, since man set foot on the moon. Well, they may have stopped sending people to the moon, but send yourself to Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Hillman. Please tell him you heard about him here on News Talk. At 4:51, let's revisit the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your afternoon traffic, and we have a couple of accidents that are going to slow you down. We have one in the 5200 block of Carmichael Road. That is right in front of Taco Bell near the Boulevard. We also have a crash on the North Boulevard at Coliseum Boulevard, so be careful there. The rest of the traffic around town is very, very thick and busy. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, I-65 is moving along just fine. We don't see any trouble there. If you're on I-85, though, you're going to slow down when you approach the downtown area. Other real crowded areas of town are the Atlanta Highway between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road is packed all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. Peking Palace on the Southern Boulevard has been serving great Chinese food for years. They're back, same family, same great food, but now known as Jenny's Restaurant. Stop by Jenny's Restaurant. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, now it's time for our Independence Day sale at Mr. Sandman, which will be a short sale because we will be closed July 3rd and 4th so we can party with our kids and grandchildren. But don't worry, like everywhere else, this sale will be held over for another week or two. We now have fabulous new lineups from Soda, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Sutherland, and Diamond Mattress. We will be wheeling and dealing all summer, giving you the largest selection of mattresses, headboards, and beds at the very best prices. We have everything from extra firm to sink-in luxurious plush, from quality budget sets, really nice middle-of-the-road sets, to absolutely fabulous luxury mattresses, most unique to this area. We also sell adjustable bases for less every day. Mr. Sandman has mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Okay, all you 1970 Lee graduates, we're planning our 50th reunion. This is the one you can't miss. Everyone's forgiven you. Come see long-lost friends. Contact Becky Leek or me on Facebook. It will be fun.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
It's food, fun, and fireworks as the City of Montgomery presents the Independence Day celebration at Blount Cultural Park on July 3rd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Wind Creek Casino, Bama Budweiser, Larry Bucket Chevrolet, and WSFA. Enjoy live music by Cam & Company, kids' activities, food vendors, Budweiser Beer Garden, and fireworks at dusk. Admission is free and you are encouraged to bring chairs and blankets. Enjoy all this family fun and grab the best seat in town for the grand fireworks display on July 3rd at Blount Cultural Park. For more info, go to FunInMontgomery.com.
I don't want to be a downer on 4th of July Eve, but we have a couple of minutes here, and I think this would be a good time to play that Carlin piece. Because even though this was first recorded in 1992, over 25 years ago, it becomes truer with every passing day when you look at what they're doing on the left.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to